Torreway, Northwest London, 22nd of June, Turs Zion Sivan, Dine Elimelech van Zeta, Yichud in High Sea.
Good morning, my friends. Good morning. Always a pleasure to see you. Always a pleasure to see the Bismenders looking nicer and nicer. But I must say, I used to see you much more often when I lived in Chile than now that I live in Edinburgh. One of the advantages of being a guest speaker and not a local. Now, I want to share with you an interesting question that was asked. I got the Shiloh 2 weeks ago, and I found it to be a very interesting Shiloh. And the Shiloh was like this. Shiloh came from someone, from an American who lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he's a licensed scuba diver. Wow. He goes diving, that is what he does. Brilliant, brilliant. That's what he does in his spare time for leisure. He's a scuba diver. So he was going to take a boat onto the Mediterranean, taking lovely weather, but even here we've been having this lovely weather. And his question was, and his question was, can I ask my wife to come along with me? Now, what is the problem with that? The problem is, we're talking about a private boat, a small boat, and those traveling on the boat would be the captain, the scuba diver, and his wife. What is the problem here? Let me ask you, what is the problem here? When he goes diving, she's left alone with the captain. His wife?
No.
Just his wife and the captain.
Just the wife and the captain.
The wife and the captain. The wife and the captain of the boat are left alone. So I asked him, how long is the diving session? The diving session is roughly, he said, you know, between 20 and 40 minutes each diving session. Now, if we look into the prohibition, and we all know there's a prohibition of yichud. So here, we have a clear prohibition, or we have a clear scenario of a possible prohibition of yichud. I'm not saying right now it is yichud, but there is a shiloh, and that is why the shiloh was Baruch Hashem asked. Now, bear in mind that given that this takes place in Eretz Yisrael, the captain is a non-observant yid. Right. What is the din of a non-observant yid when it comes to Hilchos Yichud?
Poritz.
A poritz.
Yeah.
Poritz. 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 Someone who's not.
If it was a guy, would you use it?
There is a difference. A poritz is someone who's not meticulous in the observance of Isurei Arayos. So we have a problem here. Now, first of all, we need to look at whether, is this an Isur Deoraisa? Assuming that there is a prohibition of Yichud, assuming that they're looking at the Isur of Yichud itself, is Yichud a Deoraisa or a Derabonah? Is it a Derabonah? Now, if Rav Gudiel says it's a Derabonah, I can't, that is the end of my shir. I can't contradict Rav Gudiel. So it says, we know there is the famous Gemara Masechet Kiddushin, that Pei Amud Beis, and the Gemara says like this: Amar Abichem Mishum Rebbe Shmuel Remez LeYichud Min HaTorah Minayin Remez LeYichud Min HaTorah Minayin Remez LeYichud Min HaTorah Minayin. So the Gemara is asking, Rabbi Yochanan is asking, what is the remez? What is the remez in the Torah? He's not asking what is the prohibition in the Torah. He's saying, what is the remez? What is the insinuation? What is the hint in the Torah that teaches us of the prohibition of Yichud? And there is a pasuk that says, "Sichu achichu bein imecho." Says the Gemara, "Vechi ben em mesis, ben av eino mesis." We're talking about the concealment. We're talking about this of a maternal brother and not a paternal brother. Ela lo imar lecho be misyachet im imoy ve'osu leisyachet im kol arayos shebatoyim. This comes to teach us that there is no prohibition. There is no prohibition of a son being secluded with his own mother, but it is forbidden leisyachet im kol. Arayos Shabbatoyim. Do you have Yichud with every single one of the other Arayos mentioned in the Torah? Okay? So we post to the Sugya. We, from this Sugya Maseches Kiddushin, we can say that the Isur of Yichud is an Isur Derais. Because the Gemara is asking, Remez Minatoyim. Where do we find a remez in the Torah? And that is the opinion of Tosfos and Maseches Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Yes,
you said the opposite before.
Why?
The Torah is the Rabbanon, and they're only looking for a remez.
No, I didn't say it's an Issa Rabbanon. Rabbi Deal Shlita said it's an Issa Rabbanon. Well, I asked the question, is it a Rabbanon, is it a Deraisa?
And if it's a remez min Torah, that makes it Deraisa.
Oh, very good question, fantastic question. And that is the question that the Rishonim will ask. The question that the Rishonim will ask is a remez, does a remez min haTorah amount to an Isur Deraisa? Or is a remez min haTorah episode of Rabbanon? Yeah? Also, verstehst. Okay, so that is the opinion of Tosfos. As I mentioned, there's a Tosfos Masechet Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil Ma. Tosfos holds there that the Isur of Yichud is an Isur Derais. Isur Derais. And that is also the opinion of the Tur in Ebenezer, Simon Chof Beis, says the Tur. And I quote, Osur mina Torah, says the Tur, Le'ish sheisyachet im a'erva. Someone who is considered an erva, there is an Isur mina Torah according to, that is the opinion of Tosfos, and that, almost had Shabbos, and that is the opinion brought down by the Torah. However, as Rabbi Yanki pointed out, from the Lashon of the Gemara, we see remez li'ichud min haTorah minayim. It says remez, a hint. Ein hachnach de'avi min haTorah. We can't say from here, according to this, we can't say from here, how can we possibly say that this is a min haTorah? And this is the root of a machloikas between the Rambam and the Ramban. So machloikas. According to the Rambam, we can't say it is mashma from this Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, because the word remez is used, we can't say that this is a deraisa. This pasuk that we quoted and is being quoted by the Gemara is a asmachta be'alma. Asmachta legabe the isur, but we can't say this amin of Torah. According to the first reading of the Rambam, according to the Ramban, this is a deraisa. And what is deraya? What is deraya brought by the Ramban? Because he says that the Loshen remez ledo avidin toira mimashamu remez leichud min haTorah minayin aritatu sheichud ba'erva have yisur toira. If we say the Ramban is medayek the words of the Gemara, because the Gemara is not saying remez minayin, the Gemara is not saying where is there a hint regarding the yisur of yichud. The Gemara is asking remez min haTorah minayin. The hint in the Torah. The Ramban says the Gemara is not asking where is there a remez for the prohibition of Yichud. The Ramban is saying the Gemara is saying remez min ha Torah minayin, and that is what the Gemara is answering, So the Rambam, he codifies, he writes in Isurei Bia, in Perek Chof Beis, Aloche Aleph, He writes as follows. Osur lisyachid ima erva mina arayus ben zikno ben yoldo shetavar ze goyrem legalus erva. Why? Because here the Rambam gives the explanation as to why this is forbidden. Because this comes to revealing erva. This brings about the prohibition of revealing the nakedness, revealing error. Ve'isurimud arayus, says the Rambam, and these two words I'm going to say now are very poignant. Mipi akabola. Says the Rambam, mipi akabola. Mipi akabola. Now let me ask you another question. What's the pshat in mipi akabola? What's the pshat? What does mipi akabola mean? Are we talking, it comes from the Zohar. What is the, or is it Mina Kabbalah, does it mean it is a complete derabbanan? What is the pshat of Mina Kabbalah? What? Anyone?
Soitas.
Huh?
It's not from
Soitas? Soitas, Soitas. Very good. Very good. Oh. Explains the Beis Yosef. Explains the Beis Yosef at the beginning of Perkov Beis in Ebenezer. He says, Afal bi, even though the Gemara is saying derisa, because there is another Gemara. There's another Gemara which is much more clear than the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, and that is the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. And the Gemara, and I quote the words of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Yichud de Bas Yisroel, Yichud de Bas Yisroel, Deoraisehi. So the first Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Yichud de Bas Yisroel, Deoraisehi, Deamar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishur Rabbi Shimon ben Yoitzedak, Remezli, Yichud min HaTorah minayin. So you see, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is saying that Yichud is a Deoraisa, and then he brings from Rabbi Yehuda, Bishon Rabbi Shimon, what is the remes? What is the remes? So this will be codified by the chinuch, by the smag, by various sources as a nisur deraisa. But the Rambam is saying it's mipi akabola, mipi akabola. Now the Beis Yosef explains here, as I was saying, that what is the Tamash? Even though it has been said that Ichud deraisa, it doesn't mean to say that there is a posuk in the Torah, there is a specific posuk in the Torah that will be mefurish, that will be explicit in forbidding, in prohibiting Ichud. Why? Because we see the Gemara is asking, where is the remes? Where is the remes? So from remes, we understand that this is not. This is not mentioned mefurish in the Torah. Is there a remez? It's quite interesting. It's quite interesting to see that the Kesef Mishnah there, commenting on the Ramban, the Kesef Mishnah says, it says, the Ramban means to say that this is an Isur Deraisa. Now, if the Ramban wrote, Mipia Kabbalah, how is it at all possible that the Kesef Mishnah comes and tells us this is an Isur Deraisa? The Rambam is clearly saying that this is an Isur Deraisa. Because the Kesef Mishnah stands Mipia Kabbalah as Aloch Lemoshe Misinai. It's Aloch Lemoshe Misinai. Aloch Lemoshe Misinai that this is an Isur Deraisa. Okay, so we see here that according to the majority of Rishonim and quoting the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah and in Maseches Kiddushin, even though Rav Gadiel is completely right, we can find sources in the Rishonim. If we take the Kesef Mishnah away from the Rambam, we read the passages of the words of the Rambam, we would say that it's an Isur Derabbanan. If we add on everything else we've been mentioning so far, there is room to say that this is an Isur Deraisa. It is a machloek, as a Rishonim, but I would say that the majority of Rishonim will, and Achronim and Poskim Shebizmanenu will consider the Isur of Yichud as an Isur Deraisa. Achomor de Kazach. Now, this person was going to go diving. He asks me, is there a prohibition of Yichud? And we see here that this is a derisa. So therefore, we've got to give the Chumra in our analysis and see exactly what will be taking place there. The person tells me this will take, you know, between 20 and 40 minutes, which is roughly, so it's 10 minutes less and 10 minutes more than our Torah which year lasts. The wife will be secluded there for 20 to 40 minutes. Now, if there is a heter, if we need to find a heter, what is the possible heter that we could apply to this situation? Balabayr. Very good. Balabayr, as is mentioned in the Gemara of Masechet Kiddushin, Dav Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Yes?
That you can pop up from the scuba dive at any time.
Okay, very good. He can pop up by the scuba, you know, from scuba diving at any time. I mean, to his own admission, and I assume that the wife and him are very, very close, and that is the reason why he's inviting her to come.
Well,
if they're very close.
Another, somebody else can come past on another boat.
At high sea? And the boat, you know, the boat has a cabin where they could be secluded. It doesn't mean she will be. It doesn't mean, you know, she will be under the heat of the sun. Assuming it is someone who cares and who observes the laws of sneers. It isn't likely she will be observing, you know, whilst sunbathing. So she will probably be in the cabin. Yes. But he can come back at any time now. The inconvenience of decompressing, of doing this, that, and the other, to come back at any time after a couple of minutes is not really worth, it's not why he's going there. He's going for the fun of scuba diving for 20, 40 minutes, being underwater. So someone suggested to me, maybe something has gone wrong. There is a possibility that something may go wrong and he may need to come back unexpectedly.
Or he'll never come back.
Or, chas v'sholim, not come back at all. Not come back at all. Now, if the possibility, so I had to look into the possibility, what is the likelihood when one goes scuba diving, what's the likelihood of something going wrong?
Insurance companies.
Oh, exactly. If you take one of those international health insurance policies, one of the exclusions is that you can't go, you know, in what they call radical sports, extreme paragliding or deep sea diving. We're not talking of deep sea divers in the North Sea. This person. Now, if the likelihood of a mishap, if the likelihood of him needing to come back up because of a problem, if the likelihood is great, then we have a halacha that makom sakana. He can't go scuba diving. He can't go scuba diving. If the likelihood of coming back because of a problem is great, so he can't go scuba diving because we can't put ourselves. Besakona ushmartem es nafshoi seichem bimeoid meoid tells the Torah. It's a warning from the Torah. You can't. So there is a slim. So it's milsa de kimat lo shchicha. Milsa de kimat lo shchicha. Why? If it is a milsa de shchicha, then you can't go scuba diving. You can't go scuba diving. Now, if it's a milsa de kimat lo shchicha, and there is a small, a slim possibility that he will resurface, then I'm not so convinced. Now, it's quite interesting. Listen to this. Listen, again, I'm going to quote the words of the Rambam, a different Rambam, again in Yisurei Bia, but Perek of Beis, Aloch Yud Beis. Yes?
Saying, doesn't it depend also on who's controlling the oxygen? If he's got a free tank, then he's agin about Lewis, but if he's dependent on the top, is connected to the engine. The one on top knows exactly when he's coming up or not, so therefore he's not...
No, has a tank.
Stuba means there's no tank.
So the Rambam, as I mentioned, the Rambam is very based. The Rambam says, in analyzing the heter of Baal HaBayir, the Rambam says that Baal HaBayir means that the husband is in town. In town. I mean, I can see how being scuba diving at the adjacent, vicinity of the boat is being in town. That I can see. It's not like going in the forest. Why? Because he's there. He's there in the immediate, vicinity. He comes up, it's going to take him 2-3 minutes, but he's going to, Be'ez Hashem, arrive back. Now, so I can see that heter. Now, the Rambam, in analyzing the heter of Baal HaBayir, the Rambam says, Baal HaBayir, if he's in the same town as her, that is Baal HaBayir, and she will be fearful of his presence in the same town as she is. Rashi has a different reading. And Rashi says, Baal HaBayir only works if there is a possibility that he may come back unannounced. So the Machlokes Rishonim. Apparently you have a Machlokes Rishonim, even though the Kisei Eliyahu and the Nishmas Kol Chai say that there is no Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, that everyone, even the Rambam, is moider, that this fear will only work if there is a real possibility that he will come back unannounced. Nevertheless, Achroinim and Rav Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach of Poiskim Shibiz Manei, Rav Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach, in Aliyah Lo Yibol, Chelek Beis, page 184, he looks at the Gemara and says that the Gemara is talking about Baal HaBayir in the same city. The Gemara is not talking Baal HaBayir, Baal HaBadelet. It's called Baal HaBayir. That's in the same city. So according to the Rambam and many, many, many others, including the Chazon Ish, Baal HaBayir means he is in the same city as her. Quite interestingly, many Achroinim say that even a conurbation of cities that are uninterrupted will serve as Baal HaBayir, even if it is distant. Now, so that is the opinion of the Rambam. Rashi says no. Rashi says it requires a true fear that he may come back at any moment and surprise them. The majority of Poskim Shibiz Maneinu will follow, will paskin in accordance with Shita's Rashi. There must be a real fear that he will knock on the door. He will come back, or knock on the, the door should be open anyway, that he will come back unannounced. And there is even a shayla. If he lets her know, if she knows where she works, and he phones her from her office and says, honey, I'm coming home, and she knows it takes him 40 minutes to go from his office back home, there is a shayla. There is a shayla if that will do away with the heter of Baal HaBayir, because she knows exactly how long she has. But according to the Rambam, it's not a problem at all, because the Rambam says as long as they are in the same city, she will be fearful. Now, there's another shayla, which is like this. If he allows her to be in a place and he knows where she is he going to be choshed at all that something may be not right?
Then he's not allowed to do it.
Why not?
Because it's choishet.
No, he's not choishet. If he lets her be somewhere, he allows her to be somewhere, and he knows where she is. Is that what do we do with the heter of Baal HaBayir? Does it still apply or not? Because he will not be choishet her. He will not suspect that anything is wrong. For the simple reason that he let her be there and he knows exactly where she is. So he comes back and he looks at this a situation that he agreed with milekatchila. So we have a Tshuva Radvaz. We have a Tshuva Radvaz, and the Radvaz has... no one has written more Tshuvas than the Radvaz. We should know that. It's amazing. It's the amount of Tshuvas the Radvaz has wrote in his time is absolutely unbelievable. So the Rabbaz writes a tshuva about Yiddish women, Jewish women that worked in the homes of Ishmaelim. It's the other way around nowadays. But Jewish women, Jewish ladies that worked in the houses of Ishmaelim were the acquiescence of their husbands. And he says there, that even though the husband knows exactly where she is and he allows her to be there and she is in seclusion with a non-Jew who is immoral, because Baal HaBa'ir, so he goes according to the rule, because Baal HaBa'ir, the husband is in the same city as her, there is no prohibition. It's not a problem. That is the shuvah of the Radvas. So we see from
even
here...
Even though she's with the Porots.
Why? Because he's Baal HaBa'ir. So we can see here, this principle could probably apply to this. Now, if we say Baal HaBa'ir, meaning he's in the immediate vicinity, or in the same city as her, and the fact that he may come back unannounced is of no consequence, then she can go in the scuba diving session with him and stay on the boat. If we say that Halacha is like the Rambam, we've got, you know, very broad shoulders, the Chazon Ish, to back this psak up. We can bask it according to Shittas of Chazon Ish, who baskets according to Shittas of Rambam, who says that the only thing we need is for them to be in the same city together. But that is the minority opinion. The majority opinion requires that there must be a real palpable fear that he may come back unannounced. And if that is the shita we're paskening in accordance with, then we can't. Then we can't pasken according to the previous shita. And we can't say, why? Because he's going to be there for 20 or 40 minutes. And if there is someone else diving with him, and that someone else is the leader of the diving session, then he will be on someone else's time, and the other person will be the one who is going there. We're going back up, we're going deeper down. It's not his own das, he's subjugated to the will of the leader. And if it is his own time and decisions, then why is he going to come back after 2 minutes? So according to the Shita, I can't find a heter. I can't find a heter for her to be there by herself, alone, with the captain. I can't. There are two Aterium I could possibly find, and one of them allows her to be by herself with the captain, and that is security cameras. Security cameras, says the Sefer Netzer Gavriel, brings that security cameras, even if it doesn't cover 100% of the perimeter, even if there may be a blind spot, but if no one is seen by the cameras and they are in the blind spot, that is already suspicious behavior she would be afraid of. So security cameras that are taping, even if no one is watching, but the security tapes can be reviewed, that is the equivalent of Pesach Pasuach, of the door ajar to Rishus HaRabim, that people will see what's going on there, and therefore she can be there. Now the other question, I still don't know if they have kids, if they haven't got kids. If they have kids, they can bring a child between the appropriate ages of boy or girl, 5 years, 9 years, they can bring one of their kids to be there with them as a shomer, because it can't be a child that is knowledgeable enough to take part in a rais, neither old enough nor young enough that wouldn't notice that anything is going wrong over here. So that is, and I ask at the end that this could only be done with the assistance of either security cameras or a cotton who could be there with them. And it was Mamash Achomer Dike Isher Deoraisa. Baruch Hashem Leoilom, Omein Veomein, Agbaroisa Yashar Peyach.